Are there any situations where some of these new strategies using oxaliplatin, irinotecan, or one of the biologics is a rational thought off protocol?
I think off protocol, certainly not using any of the biologic agents. You could justify the use of FOLFOX with radiation based upon the MOSAIC study, which was performed in Europe, an adjuvant study in node-positive colon cancer showing a benefit in terms of disease-free survival for FOLFOX4 versus 5-FU leucovorin. Those data were just being updated at this current ASCO meeting as well. So you could justify doing it, but those are the only adjuvant data for the new agents above and beyond 5-FU alone.
But I guess it's one thing to talk about the adjuvant impact on micrometastatic disease. When I think about neoadjuvant therapy, I'm thinking more about local control. And what I have heard people talk about is the young patient who's in very good health with a very nasty locally advanced tumor may be considering oxaliplatin neoadjuvantly. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's perfectly reasonable. Although there aren't yet randomized data to show it, extrapolating from the MOSAIC study, we know that we have an agent that works. And certainly almost all of the phase 1, phase 2 data with radiation plus oxaliplatin or CAPOX for that matter have shown higher pathologic complete response rates. So reasonable to do, but I can't prove to you it's better.
What about adjuvant therapy after neoadjuvant chemoradiation and surgery? How do you sort of approach that decision with your oncology colleagues?
Another highly controversial area. I think that the standard of care is to give 6 cycles or 6 months of chemotherapy, and that's based upon all of the adjuvant data we have in the postoperative setting. So in the preoperative setting, 2 cycles are given with radiation, surgery, and 4 cycles or 4 months postoperatively. And until we prove that point otherwise, all patients should receive postoperative chemotherapy for 4 months. Now, there was a recent EORTC study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that looked at patients, a randomized study of about 1,000 patients, preoperative radiation with or without chemotherapy, with or without post-op chemotherapy. We may be able to get some preliminary information from that. However, that was not designed to answer that question. And I would argue until proven otherwise, all of our adjuvant data are based upon 6 months.
Now, usually when we talk about adjuvant data, we're talking about looking at the pathology, but are you going to even consider the pathology when you make that decision, or do you make that decision pre-op?
I make that decision independent of the pathology the day the patient starts treatment. And that, to me, remains the standard of care until we design a study to truly answer that question. There will be a subset analysis of the EORTC study looking at possibly prognostic factors, but those are only suggestions because the study was not stratified for those variables.